Let us begin with the peace invocation of the first chapter, Sikshavali. And you all can chant after me. See, we have understood the mantras and where we come across Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. The next line will be Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Writing, the meaning is Tvam, which means objective you. Unnai. But in chanting, there also, instead of saying Tvam, you can say Tvam. In chanting. For chanting, you have to say Tvam. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. Okay? Initially, I wanted to teach you as it is in the mantra. But for chanting, what you should do, you only make one small change. Tvameva should be recited as Tvameva in chanting. Om, Shanno Mitra Sham Varuna.
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 Shanno Bhavat Varyama.
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 Shanna Indro Brihaspati.
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 Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha.
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 Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
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 Tvam.
Eva is there, but you have to say Tvameva. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
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 Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
satyam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami
tanmam avato
tanmam avato
tanmam avato
tanmam avato
tadvaktaram avato
tadvaktaram avato
tadvaktaram avato
tadvaktaram avato
avato mam
avato mam
avato mam
avato mam
avato mam
avato mam
avato vaktaram
avato vaktaram
avato vaktaram
avato vaktaram
avato vaktaram
avato vaktaram
om shanti shanti shanti
om shanti shanti shanti
शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः
शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः
शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः
शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः
वर्णस्वरः
वर्णस्वरः
मात्राबलम्
मात्राबलम्
सामसन्तानः
सामसन्तानः
इत्युक्तस्येक्षाध्यायः
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 सहनौ यशः
सहनौ यशः
सहनौ यशः
सहनौ यशः
सहनौ यशः
सहनौ यशः
सहनौ ब्रह्मवर्चसं
सहनौ ब्रह्मवर्चसं
सहनौ ब्रह्मवर्चसं
सहनौ ब्रह्मवर्चसं
सहनौ ब्रह्मवर्चसं
सहनौ ब्रह्मवर्चसं
अथातः संहिताय
अथातः संहिताय
अथातः संहिताय
अथातः संहिताय
उपनिषदम्
उपनिषदम्
व्याख्यास्यामः
व्याख्यास्यामः
अथातः संहिताय
अथातः संहिताय
उपनिषदम्
उपनिषदम्
व्याख्यास्यामः
व्याख्यास्यामः
पञ्चस्वधिकरणेषु
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 अधिलोकमधिज्योतिषम्
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 अधिविद्यम्
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 अधिप्रजमध्यात्मम्
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 अधिलोकमधिज्योतिषमधिविद्यमधिप्रजमध्यात्मम्
अधिलोकमधिज्योतिषमधिविद्यमधिप्रजमध्यात्मम्
तामहासंहिता
तामहासंहिता
इत्याचक्षते
इत्याचक्षते
अथाधिलोकम्
अथाधिलोकम्
पृथिवी
पृथिवी
पूर्वरूपम्
पूर्वरूपम्
द्यौरुत्तररूपम्
द्यौरुत्तररूपम्
आकाशसन्धिः
आकाशसन्धिः
vayusandhanam
vayusandhanam
nityadhilokam
nityadhilokam.
The third anuvakaha of the first chapter begins with the prayer by the student presented in two sentences. What does he pray for? Why does he pray for? You know the meaning. I don't need to go back to that lesson. And thereafter, Upanishad says, now let us explain the Samhita Upasanam. So the third section, the Upanishad presents the third Anuvakaha, the Upanishad presents the first discipline. What is the discipline first comes here? Upasanam. You don't need to take Upasanam is not the first discipline, but in this Upanishad, the discipline of meditation is introduced first. And what is that discipline introduced first here? Meditation, Upasanam. And you know very well what is Upasanam, what is Nididhyasanam. So here Upanishad is not presenting the Nididhyasanam, it is presenting the Upasanam, the meditation. And what is meditation for? It is for Antakkarana Shuddhi and Antakkarana Naischalyam, mainly for Naischalyam, mental steadiness. And here the meditation presented in this section is the first meditation called Samhita Upasanam. Therefore the teacher says, Atha Samhitayaha Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. And I gave a long meaning for the word Atha. Why the Upanishad takes Samhita as the symbol of meditation in this context. As I told you, the students of Vedic times had thorough knowledge of Veda, that they know each and every letter, every word of all the Vedas. Therefore, it is easy for them to focus the attention on the Samhita, the Vedic conjunctions or Vedic combination of letters. So for their sake, Upanishad presents the suitable meditation for the people of Vedic times. So that is why I said we need not practice this meditation, but we need to understand what these Vedic meditations are. So it's called Samhitayaha Upanishadam. I told you in this context the word Upanishadam is an objective case which means Upasanam. Upasanam Vyakhyasyamaha. We shall explain here Upasanam. What Upasanam? Samhita Upasanam. This is the first, Samhita Upasanam is the first Upasanam taught in the, presented in this section, teach the chapter in this section. And as I told you, Samhita means combination of letters or conjunction of letters. And here, in any word, there are letters are combined. And here, the word taken, the combination of letters taken for Upasanam are not from any other simple word, from the Veda mantra itself. Therefore, so Vedic combination of letters or Vedic conjunction of letters is taken for meditation. Therefore, this Upasanam is called Samhita Upasanam. And second thing, here the word taken for meditation from the Veda is, as I told you, the word Ishetva. Remember this? I told you last class, I introduced and stopped it. Don't be confused. Ishetva is the word taken from the Veda. The word from the first mantra of which Veda? Yajurveda. I told you. And take with one word, the two words, Ishe and Tva. The two words. and the final letter of the Ishe, the word Ishe is what? Ekaraha. A, a vowel. And the first letter of the Tva, the following word is what? Takaraha. Then, and in between, the place where these two letters come together is called what? Sanjihi. And whenever, or not always, at some occasions, in some instances, what happens when these letters, two letters come together, one new letter will be inserted. It's called Agamaha. A new letter will come and join. That new letter which comes and joins in between the two letters is called what? Sandhanam. Is it clear now? So, you have to remember this. Purva Rupam, say?
Purva Rupam.
Uttara Rupam.
Uttara Rupam.
Sandhihi.
Sandhihi.
Sandhanam.
Sandhanam.
So, the preceding letter form is called Purva Rupam. The following letter is the following form, Uttara Rupam. And the place where these two forms come together, two letters come together, place of combination is called what? Sandhihi. And that another letter which comes and joins newly, the newly emerging letter is called what? Sandhanam. Is it clear now? If you take this word Ishe Tva, Ishe and Tva, then Ekaram is the Purva Rupam, Takaraha is the Uttara Rupam, and the place in between those two, A and Tha, is called Sandhihi, and another Takara which comes newly is called what? Sandhanam. Remember, you don't need to worry about it, it will become very clear. Purva Rupam, say now.
Purva Rupam.
Uttara Rupam.
Uttara Rupam.
Sandhihi.
Sandhihi.
Sandhanam.
Sandhanam.
So these are the four factors, you know, involved in this Vedic combination of letters. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, any combination of letters, these are possible. And then here also we have to think of the same. Purva Rupam. Say,
Purva Rupam.
Uttara Rupam.
Uttara Rupam.
Sandhihi.
Sandhihi.
Sandhanam.
Sandhanam.
And here, we are not meditate, when we say meditation on these Samhitas or conjunctions, Vedic conjunctions or combinations of letters, we really speaking, we are not meditating on them. Actually, we are meditating upon other objects. That means we are invoking different objects upon these alambanams. Therefore, the Samhitas here, the conjunctions, the combination of letters are not the actual objects of meditations. They are only symbols of meditation. And what is a symbol called in Sanskritam? Alambanam. Like the Ganesha's Murti, here is an alambanam for Ishwaraha, the whole. Dakshina Murti here is an alambanam for Ish Bhagavan, the whole. Understand? Always, alambanam is a symbol, a support upon which something big, something incomprehensible, something vast, something wide, and something much subtle is invoked upon. Of something abstract is invoked upon a given symbol. You have to remember always. Why? This mind being just the part and parcel of the whole, the subtlest small little mind, being part of the whole, cannot visualize the whole. Or which is much vaster, vast and bigger and also subtle and abstract. Therefore, always we are dependent on alambanams for meditation. Is it clear? So here we have Vedic combinations of letters as alambanams, and we are going to invoke each letter of combination, we are going to invoke a given Devata. Therefore, four ஆலம்பனம்ஸ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான் ஃபோர் தேவதாஸ் ஆன் ஃபோர் ஆலம்பனம்ஸ் இட்ஸ் எ குரூப் மெடிடேஷன் ஓகே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் அண்ட் ஹியர் ஹவு மெனி தேவதாஸ் ஆர் மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான் ஐ செட் ஹியர் சாரி தேர் ஆர் ஃபைவ் மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் five meditations means what not five meditations actually five branched meditation the samhita upasanam is a five branched meditation five branch meditation why five branch meditation because in every time you know we meditate upon in every branch of meditation we take things for meditation the objects of meditation that are taken for meditation belong to a given category is it clear given belong to a given category or given field a respective field it's like if you have four different chairs on the dais when you want to organize a program or conduct a function and you have people sitting in front of them and they are the meditators they are like meditators and people who are sitting on the dais you know we do put two four different chairs and you invite people then you invite the dignitaries to come and sit on those four chairs and you have 4-day functions you conduct a function of for 4 days what do you sir 5 days maybe what do each day you invite 4 people 4 dignitaries and you make them sit on the chairs you don't change the chairs okay chairs are the same the people who are the dignitaries who are invited each day are different chairs are the same but dignitaries invited are different who will be sitting on the chairs will be different is it clear similarly here also the alambanani are the same the symbol which represents the devatas are the same but devatas invoked upon the symbols are different is it clear or not clear or not
yes
devatas invoked upon the symbols are different so you have to remember the four alambanani purva roopam uttara roopam sandhi sandhanam and first branch of meditation okay the first branch of meditation here samhita upasanam first branch of samhita upasanam is what here he says panchasu adhikaraneshu means we take objects of meditation belonging to five different fields panchasu adhikaraneshu means the objects of meditation taken for meditation belong to five different categories or five different fields that's the meaning is it clear now if five different the objects of meditation belonging to five different categories or five different disciplines or five different no sectors or fields are meditated upon for these alambanani is it clear therefore we have five branched or five branch meditation samhita upasana and what is the first branch of meditation here you see adhilokam
adhilokam
so first is adhiloka samhita upasanam is the first meditation of this five branched meditation the first branch of meditation is adhiloka samhita upasanam samhita upasanam is one upasanam consisting of five branches of meditation Is it clear now? What is the first branch of Samhita Upasanam? Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam. That is, we'll see what is Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam. We'll read from here. And I told you earlier also, these Vedic combinations of letters are said to be great combinations of letters, Mahasamhitaha, because they are from the Veda. One reason is what? The combinations of letters taken for meditation are not from anywhere else, ordinary words. They are from the Vedic words themselves. Therefore, they are great combinations of conjunctions. And second thing, now they are taken for, they serve as symbols for Ishwara's different devatas. Therefore, great devatas are meditated upon. Therefore, also they are called Mahasamhitaha. Two reasons why these Vedic conjunctions are called Mahasamhitaha. You should know. Because they are from the Veda, and because they are taken as symbols for great devatas. And second thing, this upasanam also is called Mahasamhita Upasanam, great upasanam. We'll see that later on why. Now we understand the first branch of meditation. Atha adhilokam. The first branch of meditation, Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam, begins here, okay?
Atha adhilokam.
Atha means what? Thereafter. Thereafter means after this. Adhiloka means, lokaha means world. You know that. Lokaha means world. Adhi is a prefix which means adhikritya. Adhikritya means what? Anything associated with, pertaining to, dealing with, connected with is called, say the word adhi. Okay? Now, adhipustakam means what? Anything connected to the book is called what? Adhipustakam. Adhishivam means what? Anything associated with doctor. Adhishivam. Now, anything associated with, we can say adhi. You have to add adhi with that. So, adhi means what? Adhikritya. Adhikritya means what now? Something to do with, something associated with, something connected to, pertaining to, you say, adhikritya. Okay. So, adhilokam means, here it is adhiloka samhita upasanam. So, here the objects of meditation invoked upon these four alambanams, purva rupam, uttara rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam, are what now? Are belonging to the lokaha. We are going to take different lokas for meditation. So, adhiloka samhita upasanam is called adhilokam. So, we will see here.
Prithivipurvarupam.
Prithivipurvarupam.
Dyauruttararupam.
Akashasandhihi.
Vayusandhanam.
Payusandhanam.
ityadhilokam
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 ityadhilokam.
Till here we have what? Adhiloka samhita upasanam. Here we know four alambanani are there, four symbols are there. Upon each symbol you have to invoke one object of meditation. So purva rupam, the ekaraha puru rupam. Now you can forget about it, you can remember this. What is to be meditated upon? The purva rupam ekaraha prithivi. Prithivi means what here? Earth. Earth means the entire earth. You can't even visualize, okay? The entire earth stands for Bhulokaha. This universe, this world. This world, the known world. The known world is Bhulokaha. Bhuloka, this world. Bhuloka, which you know. Which is implied by the word entire earth. Bhumihi. Bhuloka. Here, Prithivi stands for earth. Prithivi means earth. Earth implies the entire Bhuloka. So you are invoking, look at this, you are invoking the whole Bhumandala, Bhumihi, this known world, upon Ekaraha, the Purva Rupam. Clear now? Prithivi purva rupam.
Prithivi purva rupam.
Now, dyauruttara rupam.
Dyauruttara rupam.
If you split that, dyauhu uttara rupam. Dyauhu means dyau plus visarga. Okay? Dyauhu means, dyauhu is another word for Swargaloka, other word for Swargalokaha. Dyauhu is equal to Swargaha, Swargalokaha, higher world or upper world. So this word, Bhuhu Prithivi, is invoked upon the Purva Rupam Ekaraha. Then Dyauhu, the upper world, the higher world, Swargaha, okay, is invoked, heaven is invoked upon the Uttara Rupam Takaraha. Is it clear now? Uttara Rupam. You can forget Takaras now, you can remember this much. Dyauhu is invoked upon the following form. Dyauruttara rupam.
Dyauruttara rupam.
Now, these two words, this Bhulokaha and Suvarlokaha, this word and higher word, what is that which is in between these two worlds? What is which is in between these two worlds? Here, Akashaha. Isn't it? The intermediary space is called Antariksham. Antariksham means what? The intermediary space which connects, which is in between the upper world and this world, is meditated upon what? Sandhihi. What is meditated upon what? Prithivi is meditated upon Prithivi, the entire earth, which stands for this whole, this world is meditated upon Purva Rupam. Swargaha, the heaven, is meditated upon the following form, and intermediary space, Akashaha, which is in between this Lokaha and that Lokaha, is meditated upon Sandhihi, joining place. Then Vayusandhanam.
Vayusandhanam.
The atmosphere, the Vayuhu, which really connects this world and that world, Is it clear now?
Yes.
Which bring these two worlds, what is it which really links these two worlds? Vayuhu, the atmosphere, the Vayuhu, the air is meditated upon the Sandhanam. What is Sandhanam, remember?
Yes.
The newly joining letter, isn't it? Sandhanam. Vayuhu. This is what? Adhiloka Upasana. Iti Adhilokam. Thus ends the meditation upon the lokas. Meditation upon the worlds is said to be Adhiloka Upasanam. And these worlds are invoked upon, meditated upon the Samhitas. Therefore, it is called Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam. The first branch of this, the Samhita Upasanam. Is it clear? Actually, when you visualize this, you may think, you are not going to practice this meditation, but you can understand, now sitting in a small corner, you never think of anything wide and big. Never think. The big you think, big the mind becomes. The bigger you visualize, wider the mind becomes. The biggest you visualize, you know, biggest will become the mind. You will see the benefit of this meditation later on. You don't need to practice this, but still I am saying. So, this becomes what now? This is Samastha Prapancha Upasanam. In fact, the entire cosmos, the entire universe is visualized, meditated upon these four different Alambanani. Is it clear now? This is Adhiloka Upasanam. Thus ends, iti means what? Iti means thus. Thus ends, we have to include that, Adhilokam means meditated, meditation upon the lokaha, upon the worlds. Then, athadhi jyotisham.
Athadhi jyotisham.
It is very important always to visualize something big. That is why this is a macro universe. Macro universe, the whole is a cosmos. You know, is taken here for meditation. Is it? The whole cosmos is covered. Bhuhu Suvaha Antariksham. It's very good for the widening one's understanding, expansion of the mind. That is the reason also in South India, I don't know about North India, in South India temples have been built, very huge temples were built always, because we need to see something big, huge, and big houses with the high roofs, you know, the big places, always good to see and things, not for anything, because it helps to expand. So here also, this upasanam, you will never sit and think of the whole world otherwise. The whole bhuloka is visualized upon purva rupam ekaraha. The swargaloka, which you do not even know what it is, it is visualized upon uttara rupam takaraha. And the entire intermediary space, which is in between this loka and that loka, is visualized upon sandhihi. And vayuhu, which really links all this space, the entire, all these worlds, really, is meditated upon, the atmosphere is meditated upon sandhanam. Thus ends this first branch of Samhita Upasanam called Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam. Then begins the second branch of meditation. Athadhi Jyotisham.
Athadhi Jyotisham.
Atha adhi jyotisham. Atha, thereafter. After that upasana, adhiloka upasana, samhita upasanam begins this adhi jyotisha samhita upasanam. Adhi jyotisham. This word jyotisham is derived from the word jyotihi. Jyotihi. Jyotihi, even though we say jyotihi, it is a neuter gender word, jyotish. Jyotish means light, prakashaha, or a luminous body, a luminary light is called what? Jyotish. In fact, jyotimshi, if you say sun, moon, fire, star, lightning, any luminous body can be said to be what? Jyotish. Any source of light can be said to be a jyotish. So in plural, we say jyotimshi. Jyotish, jyotimshi. And he jyotihi means light, source of light or light. And jyotisham means what? Any luminous body, a luminary is jyotish. But anything pertaining to, associated with jyotish, a luminous body, a luminary is called what? Jyotisham. Jyotisham, jyotisham. Is it clear? And that is why this astronomy, the science of astronomy is also called what? Jyotisha Shastram. And here is our astrology, which is a part of astronomy, which is called Phala Jyotisham, is also called Jyotisham because there also sun, moon, stars, they're all involved. Is it clear? Because time is calculated and all that. So Phala Jyotisham astrology also involves what? Associated with sun, moon, etc., stars, etc. And Jyotisham, the astronomy, is also called Jyotisham because it is the study of all planets and luminaries. And also here we have Jyotisham means, here Adi Jyotisham means Adi Jyotisha Samhita Upasanam, meditation upon the luminaries. It's called what? Adi Jyotisha Samhita Upasanam. And we'll see that now.
Agni Purva Rupam.
Now what we have done? The same symbols are retained. Please listen. We first meditation is over. The same symbols are retained, but the objects of meditation are changed. The objects invoked, the devatas invoked upon these symbols are different. Before, lokas were meditated upon the same symbols. Now, luminaries are meditated upon the same symbols. Now, what we say? Agni Purva Rupam. Agnihi Purva Rupam. Agnihi is a fire. So, fire obtaining in this earth, in this world. Now, bhuloke, understand, vartamanaha agnihi. The fire principle, the fire obtaining in this world, okay, the known world, bhuloka, is called what? Agnihi. That agni is meditated upon the purva rupam. The first form, prayer form. Then, Aditya Uttara Rupam. Adityaha, sun, Suryaha. The sun god, the Surya Devata, obtaining, stands for the fire principle, obtaining in the Sorgaloka, okay, higher world. So fire Agnihi stands for the fire principle in this world and Sun stands for the fire principle in the higher world. Okay, therefore the Sun, which stands for the fire principle in the higher world, is meditated upon the Uttara Rupam. Is it clear now? Adityaha Uttara Rupam. Sun is the object of meditation invoked upon the Uttara Rupam, the following form. Apasandhihi.
Apasandhihi.
Now, what is in between this fire principle above in the form of sun and the fire obtaining in this world, between these two, what is there here? Sandhihi in the here? Apaha. Apaha literally means water, and here you should take it as megha jalam, or you know, water contained in the clouds. Water, the rain water, before they become rain water, when they're contained in the clouds, now the cloud water, water in the form of clouds, water obtaining in or contained in the clouds is here the water apaha. That is what in between the sun and the fire. Sun above and the fire here, in between what is there is cloud water. That is meditated upon what? So this apaha, the water contained in the clouds, is meditated upon the sandhihi. Sandhihi. We have moved on from the lokas to luminaries. The macro universe too will be slowly going. Different things. Apaha, meghajal. Then, Vaidyutasandhanam.
Vaidyutasandhanam.
So, Vaidyutaha. Vidyut means lightning, electricity. But here, Vaidyutaha means lightning. Vidyut also means electricity, you all know. But Vaidyutaha here is what? Lightning. Sandhanam. Lightning also is a luminary, is a luminous body. And it, why? Really, it begins there and comes down to the earth, begins somewhere up, comes down to the earth, and goes and strikes through something. And it's called lightning strike, striking, isn't it? Lightning comes and strikes, means you know what happens. And then you all know, it seems, we do not know, we do not see rains here, we do not see clouds here now, and of course clouds always, cloudy sky we see, but do not really see clouds. And then, but we do not see lightning here, and then really speaking, every 3 minutes, somewhere or the other, lightning takes place, it seems. Every 3 minutes, some part of the world, somewhere, lightning takes place, it seems. Don't ask me whether I definitely know. I heard from people. I heard from others. So I believe it. I trust that. Okay. So what I'm saying, Vaidyutaha means what? Vaidyutaha means lightning. So lightning is in between. Okay. It really links the upper world and this world. Happens there, comes and strikes here. What big house falls. Isn't it? And somebody dies. And some tree sometimes in India I have seen. They'll say, suddenly the whole huge tree will fall. Anyway. So here, Vaidyutaha Sandhanam. So you invoke upon what? Sandhanam is what? Now don't forget what is Sandhanam. Okay? Yeah. The Sandhanam, there's no equivalent word for Sandhanam. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, we can manage to say. Sandhihi, place of meeting. Sandhanam, no. Alambanam, don't forget. So this lightning is meditated upon Sandhanam. Where is your mind now? Tell me. Even though you do not see this, you are not meditating, but where is your mind as I am telling?
Yes.
Wasn't your mind thinking of lightning?
Yes.
Wasn't your mind thinking of, even though you do not know heaven, thinking of the heaven? Wasn't your mind on this sun, on fire? Look at this. This is what Veda, trick of Veda. Okay. Vaidyutasandhanam.
Vaidyutasandhanam.
Ityadhijyotisham.
Ityadhijyotisham.
Iti adhijyotisham. So now, iti
adhijyotisham.
Thus ends the meditation upon Jyotimshi. Thus ends the Jyotisha Samhita Upasanam. Here ends the meditation upon luminaries. Is it clear? Just we'll understand. What is Uttara Rupam? What is Purva Rupam? What is Sandhihi? What is Sandhanam? What are these four objects of a given field invoked upon? So now the same alambanani, ekaraha, takaraha, pura rupam ekaraha, uttara rupam takaraha, the place of combination sandhihi, and another takaraha sandhanam, they're all retained, the same alambanams are retained, but luminaries are, are taken away, taken out. Now, the new objects of meditation are again invoked upon this alambanani. Next is the, what is that now? Here now comes Athadhividyam.
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 Athadhividyam. Atha adhividyam. So having visualized the whole cosmos in the form of this world, that world, and intermediate space and vayu, thereafter having meditated upon these luminaries, now Upanishad takes you to the third branch of Samhita Upasanam, which involves the objects belonging to study, knowledge, education, learning. See, vidya means knowledge. Adhividyam means things connected to, associated with education, associated with knowledge, study, learning, are taken for meditation. Therefore, this actually bring it, it really implies the Brahmacharya Ashrama. You know that Brahmacharya, things associated with Brahmacharya Ashrama here are taken for meditation. The objects meditated upon here are connected to the learning, education, knowledge. Therefore, it implies what? The Brahmacharya Ashramaha. We'll see that now. Athadhividyam.
Athadhividyam.
Atha, thereafter. Adhividyam. You know? The meditation upon objects associated with knowledge or learning. Acharya Purvaropam.
Acharya Purvaropam.
Acharya Purvaropam.
Acharya Purvaropam.
अन्ते वास्युत्तररूपम्
अन्ते वास्युत्तररूपम्
अन्ते वास्युत्तररूपम्
अन्ते वास्युत्तररूपम्
विद्यासन्धिः
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 प्रवचनगुं सन्धानम्
प्रवचनगुं सन्धानम्
प्रवचनगुं सन्धानम्
प्रवचनगुं सन्धानम्
इत्यधिविद्यम्
इत्यधिविद्यम्
सो टिल् देर् वि हाव् आदिविद्य संहिता उपासनम् सो हियर् टीचर् स्टूडेण्ट् लर्निङ्ग् communication, these are the things connected to knowledge. They are taken as objects of meditation. They are invoked upon these four alambanams. So, acharyaha, the teacher, one who communicates, teacher is meditated upon, invoked upon the purva rupam. Acharya purva rupam.
Acharya purva rupam.
See, I've already told you are not expected to practice this meditation. We are only expected to understand this meditation. That is why simply understand. And don't get, oh my God, I'm not able to see how to invoke Acharya on the first rupam. Don't get worked up. Okay, be relaxed and enjoy this. Just how they teach. Acharyaha purva rupam. The teacher who communicates, who gives the knowledge, is invoked upon this ekaraha purva rupam. Okay, why acharyaha? Look at this. Acharyaha means what? The teacher. Why the teacher has so many words in Sanskrit language? Why acharyaha? Actually acharati. In fact, he does three things. Achinoti. Chinoti means plucks. Achinoti means collects. He does not teach something whatever he wants. Okay? He has the information collected from Shastra. Achinoti Vishayan. Isn't it? He collects the information whatever he teaches from the Shastra. Achinoti. Then Acharayati, acharayati. He teaches, he teaches and he makes others also what? Follow the teaching. Acharayati, achinoti, acharayati. And to make others follow, he himself follows. Swayam acharate yasmat. Tasmat acharya uchyate. Achinoti, acharayati, acharate, swayam acharate. The one who collects the knowledge from Shastra, one who makes, communicates, and one who makes the student follow the teaching. How? By setting an example, by living the teaching. Acharate, swayam acharate, iti acharyaha, achinoti, acharayati, acharate, iti acharyaha. Is it clear now? One who collects, one who makes others follow the teaching, and by himself setting an example, living the teaching, is acharyaha. Is it clear? Therefore, acharyaha purva rupam. You invoke the acharyaha, the teacher, who is very important in the field of learning, invoke it upon teacher, invoke this teacher upon this alambanam purvarupam. Then ante vasuttara rupam,
ante vasuttara rupam.
Here the Upanishad presents the Gurukulam setup. Antevasi means ante vasati, samipe vasati, the one who, the student who lives near the teacher in a Gurukulam. Resident teach student. Don't talk about the day scholars, okay? So here generally, so we'll all accept it. So resident teach student, samipe vasati, iti antevasi. Antaha vasati, he lives inside the Gurukulam, okay? And he also lives near the teacher. It means, it has two meanings, okay? Antevasi means what? Samipe vasati iti antevasi. Antaha vasati iti antevasi. One resident teacher who lives near the teacher. Sorry, student who lives near the teacher is antevasi. So student here, antevasi, the resident student who lives near the teacher, he is invoked upon the uttara rupam. So why it one should, this tells you something very important. Living near the teacher, near implies being around the teacher, is very important. Teaching, communication gives clarity, understanding. The student has to learn by observing lot of things. The teacher's behavior is the lifestyle itself. It's very important. And second thing, in communication, eye contact is important. Because communication, the important factor in teaching is communication. And what is important for communication, important in communication, is the eye contact. You have to see each other. Only then really things, really understanding takes place. Especially in any teaching, in any communication, eye contact is important. And what about the teaching of Brahma Vidya? This is where we understand the teacher must be a living teacher, alive. The person who is no more can be an inspirer, cannot be the teacher. Including Adi Shankara Bhagavat Padaha, whom we all bow to as the Adi Guruhus, and even he cannot be the Guruhu teacher because he is no more. The physique is not available in physical form anymore. According to Shastram, the person who is not alive in flesh and blood cannot be the Guruhu. He can be an inspirer. If we can have reverence, we can keep the picture, offer flowers and malas, bow to him, have respect and great reverence for the such people, and they understand. You can have reverence, but they cannot be considered gurus. Because live teacher is a must. Is it clear now? Having reverence for Mahatmas who lived earlier and before, who would have inspired, who would have been a source of inspiration, great inspiration, we have to respect them, no doubt. But you cannot relate to them as gurus and teachers. And from them, no knowledge will take place, really. Because according to Shastram, teaching means, learning means, there must be direct communication. No online teaching also is recommended. Unless, now if Skype provides camera, webcam, it's okay. Even then you should be able to see. Okay, it is very important. Therefore, communication, eye contact is a must. Therefore, teacher must be alive. Anyway, so antevasi uttararupam. Inspirer should not be mistaken for the teacher. So the student is invoked upon na uttara rupam.
Antevasuttara rupam.
Then what is the purpose of teacher and the student coming together? What is the need for the teacher and the student to come together? The purpose for which the teacher and the student come together is learning, isn't it? Learning. Vidya sandhihi. Purpose is learning. So that learning becomes the, our knowledge becomes the, what now? Purpose. That becomes the sandhihi, the placing, meeting place. Therefore, learning or knowledge, which is the purpose of their meeting, is meditated upon this sandhihi. So what is that which makes this learning possible? Is knowledge possible? If there is no communication, and what is the use of teacher and student coming together? Pravachanam, isn't it? Pravachanam is what? Communication. Teaching through communication, isn't it? Speaking, the speech, not any speech, communication, isn't it? The Shastram is communicated. The communication of the subject matter of the Shastram is meditated upon Sandhanam. Now you have taken all these things associated with what? Education. So who is the person who is with the person of which ashrama is associated with these things? Brahmachari. Therefore, it also highlights what? Brahmacharya ashrama. Pravachanagum sandhanam.
Athadhividyam.
Acharya purvarupam.
Antevasyuttararupam.
Vidyasandhihi.
Pravachanagum sandhanam.
Ityadhividyam.
Thus ends here this meditation upon objects pertaining to knowledge. Therefore, here we say this Adhividya Samhita Upasanam. Adhividya Samhita Upasanam is what now? Is the fourth,
third
branch of meditation. So, having talked about this meditation associated with the Brahmacharya Ashramaha, meditation upon things associated with the Brahmacharya Ashramaha, now the Upanishad goes towards the meditation upon things associated with the Grihastha Ashramaha. See, ashramas are also, it shows the importance of different ashramas.
Athadhiprajam.
So the fourth branch of meditation. The meditation involving the objects pertaining to the family life. అధిప్రజ సంహిత ఉపాసనం. అధిప్రజ సంహిత ఉపాసనం ఇస్ ద ఫోర్త్ మెడిటేషన్. ప్రజా లిటరలీ మీన్స్ అ సిటిజన్. ప్రజా లిటరలీ మీన్స్ ప్రాజెని, చిల్డ్రన్, ప్రాజెని. So what are all the things associated with the progeny? Literally the word praja means progeny. It implies the family life. Grastha ashrama, ashramaha, the household life. And here what are all things associated with praja, grastha ashramaha? Mother, father, children. Before we are meditating, we are going to meditate upon. See, we never take anything for granted, okay? Everything is Ishvara, and then we look at everything beautifully here. Mata Purva Rupam.
Mata Purva Rupam.
So, woman who becomes a mother after marriage is meditated upon, invoked upon the Purva Rupam, Ekaraha. Pitottara Rupam.
Pitottara Rupam.
So Pita, the man who becomes a father after marriage, is meditated upon, invoked upon the Uttara Rupam, Takaraha. Prajasandhihi.
Prajasandhihi.
So Prajasandhihi. See, what is the purpose of man and woman coming together? What is the purpose of marriage? See, Vedic view of marriage, wedding, is different from the view of marriage of other people. Other people's view of marriage is different from the Vedic view of marriage, the purpose of marriage. Vivahaha is always for progeny, children. Marriage is for children. You know why? Why children? You know, see, if a person has to contribute for the perpetuation of dharma, dharma has to be preserved. If dharma has to be preserved, then this knowledge also has to be handed over. Values have to be handed over. And for which one should have children. We cannot have children without a wife. You know, that's why even in fact in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the ritual is called Pangtam. Pangtam is one of the words which means, a ritual. A Vedic ritual. And it's called, a Vedic ritual is called Pangtam because it involves five objects. Now what are they? Patihi, Patni, Yajamanaha, Daivavittam, Manushyavittam. Without these five things, it is not possible for one to perform a ritual. Patihi, husband, Patni, wife. I'm not going to the details, how and all that. Patihi, Patni, Yajamanaha, one who performs the ritual, Yajamanaha. Then Daivavitta means Veda mantras. Manushavitta means money. See, you cannot perform any ritual without spending money. You have to give food. You have to distribute food after pujas. You have to give the dakshina. Therefore, it's also expensive thing. It involves expenditure. So, manushya vittam, money. Devavittam Veda Mantras, husband, wife, Yajamanaha, all these five factors are involved in performing a ritual, Vedic ritual. That's why a Vedic ritual is called Pangtam. Okay. So here, and the purpose of marriage is not to have the children. And why should you have the children? Not just the children, okay? The idea is perpetuation of dharma, perpetuation of values is the aim. And in order to for the perpetuation of values and dharma, it has to be preserved. For preserving it, it needs to be handed over. In order to hand over this, there must be somebody to receive this, and who can hand over in future. One has to receive first, later on to be handed over, isn't it? Therefore, you need children, and for the children, you need a wife, and therefore what? You have to get married. You can't just go and have like that. You know, and especially, and children can learn everything before they become five or six. The core, even the psychology says, the core personality of the child really gets formed within, before the child becomes six. And that is the time the children are with the parents. And afterward, they'll go away somewhere. They won't be sitting with us all the time. Isn't it? Therefore, the purpose of marriage is actually the dharmartham prajaha. Okay? Dharma rakshanartham prajaha. For the sake of preserving, protecting, you know, perpetuating dharma, you need children. Therefore, children are called dharma prajaha. Dharma prajaha. They have to learn, that is why children are important in Vedic culture. You can't just take them for granted. Children are important, and then for which the very lifestyle, they have to learn things from the very lifestyle. And now here, Grihastashrama life is highlighted here, this Upasanam. See, so he says,
Mata Purva Rupam
Pitottara Rupam
Praja Sandhihi.
Okay, Praja Sandhihi. So the purpose of their coming together is what? Praja. Children. Dharma prajaha. Therefore, the children, the progeny is invoked upon the sandhihi. Mother is invoked upon the purvarupam. Father is invoked upon the man who becomes a father is invoked upon the uttararupam. The progeny, the children, for which purpose the mother and father come together, they are invoked upon sandhihi. And then, for which the prajananam,
prajananagum sandhanam.
See, when you are chanting, you chant it as prajananagum sandhanam. How the word should be taken here? Prajananam. Say now.
Prajananam.
In chanting, prajananagum. Otherwise it is prajananam. Prajananam is a conjugal union. So here, conjugal union of a woman and man is not just for pleasure but for dharma prajaha. Prajananagum, that is why in one of the 41 samskaras, We have 41, they use the word sacrament in English. I prefer using the word samskaraha. We have 41 Vedic samskaras, which are the rituals performed in a life for the refinement, mental refinement. Every ritual is performed at every stage for mental refinement. Mind becoming refined and cultured is very important. So any ritual is performed for what? For the refinement of the mind only. And then one of the 41 samskaras is called Garbhadhana Samskaraha. Garbhadhana Samskaraha. Garbhadhana Samskaraha. And it's conjugal union. It actually in Vedic language is called Garbhadhana Samskaraha. And when we perform this ritual also, there are mantras wherein we pray, O Lord, because it is not simply taken. May we have children who will be living a life of dharma, who will be the perpetrators of dharma. It's a prayer. We don't take anything like that. Even it is also religious. No, it's more a ritual. Therefore, here he says, this prajananagam sandhanam, this conjugal union is meditated upon this sandhanam.
Ityadhiprajam.
So, iti adhipraja samhita upasanam. Thus ends here the adhipraja samhita upasanam. Here ends the meditation upon the objects associated with the progeny or family life. So significance of grihasthashrama dharma, grihasthashrama also is highlighted, because all the ashramas play an important role. Now they contribute for the emotional maturity, inner growth. That's why in the form of meditation, Upanishad presents all those things. Look at it. Started with big macro universe, and then it moved to luminaries, it moved to things associated with the Brahmacharya ashrama, then Grihastha ashrama, now it's going to micro individual. Last upasanam, individual is the things connected to, pertaining to an individual, are taken for meditation here. We'll see.
Atha adhyatmam.
Atha adhyatmam. Atha. Okay. First time? Okay. Yeah, I had to stop also. Okay, I'll stop now. You can go for tea and come back.